Online, radio, and TV from Manhattan, Kansas. This is Duo.
Welcome to life. Happy day.
Yay!
It's the end of the month.
It's hump day.
I want Katrina to do that.
Well, that's because you have to reintroduce it. Do it.
How did I say it the last time?
You paused for a really long time, which is what gave her the chance to go.
Guess what, listeners? It's mail time!
It is mail time.
Yay!
Hey. On the last show of every month, we read your listener letters that we got. I pick out the best and the brightest.
I mean, not so bright.
Brightest meaning only letters written in lime-colored text. Because they're bright. You get it?
Yeah, we got
not,
it.
Not bright in intelligence.
We got it.
We don't get a lot of those. We
wouldn't know how to read them.
We have letters. I've grabbed 8 letters.
Ooh.
I know.
Fancy.
I know.
Who are they about?
Look at me. They're about all of us except Chris.
Okay.
No one ever writes about Chris.
I know.
Would you like people to write about you?
She had that was it a lesbian stalker? Just a lesbian listener?
Yeah, you want the lesbian stalker to come back?
No, I'm
sure
good.
She still listens.
I'm good.
I would.
You sure?
I'm good.
All right, if you say so.
I don't really need mayo.
Mayo? What?
Mayo.
Mail.
Oh.
Oh, mail. For the first time, I was thinking about like mail, M-A-L-E, and I was like, well, I mean...
I don't need mail. Well,
like, well, that's what I was saying.
I was just like, who cares? We still want letters. I don't care if they're male or female.
Well, and I thought that also helped the lesbian argument if she didn't want males anymore.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, you two.
You and I were thinking sex. She was thinking letters.
Yeah. Letters, what we're actually talking about.
Yeah.
Shocking.
That's not how me and Katrina roll. It's not what we do. So anyway, welcome to life. And we're going to get to the intro and what we're going to talk about on the show first. But we like to do the letters. Get them out of the way.
No.
Or as Katrina says... Save the best for first.
Save the best for first.
Right.
Yes. Yep. Never so, let's see here. I'm just going to start top.
Okay.
Go for
just
it.
Just going to start top.
I mean, it's not like I've read them to know, no, start here.
Yeah, and I also, honestly, I did Rawls letters after these letters, and I've looked at so many letters today, I don't even remember what these are. So is we're just going to
okay.
go.
Well, let's roll.
Mackenzie says, I love the review you did of the Grammys. The commentary was awesome, and Katrina was hilarious.
Nah.
She spelled it hilarious, but I said hilarious.
I know.
You got it.
Great
got
episodes
it.
Lately, and I love the new longer format. And now that I read that, there is a counterpoint. Tyler, how can you ask Katrina about anything pop culture related when she is so out of touch? She couldn't even name 3 Star Wars characters, yet she's participated in a discussion about it.
I did.
Name three right
name
now.
Three. Go.
Go.
R2-D2.
There's one.
Darth Vader.
2.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh.
Princess Leia.
Nope. What you did, I would just like to say this.
I messed up.
When we did this episode with Trevor, those rules were name 5 characters that aren't Jedi. And I believe you named the 4 that you named that day, including the incorrect...
I didn't do Princess Leila last
Princess
time.
Leila. You did.
You did.
Because
okay,
I remember saying Princess Leila. It's just Leia.
Whatever.
Not Layla.
Whatever.
Just Leia.
I haven't been in Star Wars since I was a child.
Anyway, back to Tyler's letter about
ahead.
This.
Yeah. Further proving his point.
Yes.
Welcome, Tyler.
She slept through the Grammys and doesn't remember some of the biggest songs of the year. Don't ask for her opinion anymore.
I did not sleep through the Grammys.
You
did.
She's so out of touch.
I'm out of touch, I'll admit that, but I did not sleep through the Grammys.
You admitted to, like, laying down.
Laying down and sleeping are not the same thing. I was
closing my eyes and maybe drifting. I didn't go to sleep.
I didn't. Half asleep is not asleep, okay?
Half asleep is not asleep.
It has the word asleep in it for a reason.
Hey, no one asked you, Miss Word Police.
Yeah, they did.
Ellie writes, Katrina, Seth and Colby did a whole segment on their show about Snapchat. Yes, we did. You can go download it at duo.com/SethandColby or at SethandColby.com. I now Snapchat Seth, and he Snapchats me. Why don't you get Snapchat too? Don't you love us?
Who is that?
Ellie.
How does Ellie have your phone number?
She doesn't have my phone number.
She has a duo.
She has my Snapchat. Oh. It's my name, Seth Neiman. Snapchat me.
Oh.
It's hard to guess.
See, I don't have it, so that totally just like...
It's
that's
hard
what she's saying.
Guess.
She says she enjoys Snapchatting me and Colby. She wants
part.
To Snapchat you. You have no Snapchat.
Oh, I get it!
What up? What up? What up with that?
What up with that?
Don't you love them? As she says. Do you not love her?
I do.
I love that microphone picked up your zipper. Zip. We have brand new microphones for the show. We'll go into that,
for me.
Though.
Okay, fine. After the show,
you have a new microphone.
After the show, I'll conform to society and get a Snapchat.
Good, because you miss out on some hilarious Snapchats.
Yeah, like Malia's toilet paper roll.
Yeah. Yeah, like me, I send ones to Colby that I can't talk about on this show.
That's okay.
But they're hysterical.
I'm sure they
and
are.
And I'm going to send them right
of
to
your
you
toes.
Also. No, they're, well, yeah, there's a lot of my
there's
feet.
There's lots of sus feet.
Yeah. There's nothing
and
sexy
legs.
In any way happening on my Snapchats, but they're hilarious.
Okay. Next letter.
Connor writes, I am loving the way the show works now. No commercials, and it's free. Score. I loved it when you put your foot up on the table, Seth. That was hilarious and exactly what I expect from a free video. Keep it up, guys! No problem.
I love how you did that to the non-existent camera.
Camera's not here today. We'll go over that in a little bit. Crap. That was embarrassing.
Oh, goodness.
Now I'm going to read a bad letter about Katrina to put her in her place. Layla. Layla writes in, once again, Katrina very strangely drops out of the show when Matthew is on. I'm a loyal Duo fan. I've listened to all the shows, including Rena and Leela, and I know for a fact that Katrina has friends just as dumb / socially awkward as Matthew, and that she dedicates time to.
So like what, who?
So I don't know. That's what she says. So what gives? Katrina, why don't you talk to Matthew? It's not particularly funny that you say nothing. It's just weird. So what gives? And make her answer, Seth. She'll try to weasel out of
no,
it.
No, I don't mind answering this.
Our listeners have so little faith in you.
I know. I love that they're all calling me out. Like, all the letters are on me. I don't... Whatever. I'm a good sport. That's why they do it. Let's see. One, I don't know who you're talking about, who my Matthew is. I'm probably going to think about that for a while to be like, who's my Matthew friend?
Trevor.
She might just be saying in general, everyone has.
But yeah, that makes sense.
Maybe.
And that's where, one, this Matthew character is not my friend, so that's why I don't take the time to be friends with him, even though, because I have my own version of him, as we call it.
I'm sorry, I just noticed your hoodie and now I'm staring at it.
I know,
continue.
It's okay. And, again, listeners and
yes,
they can't. But, and two is, certain people just rub me the wrong way. Like, I haven't really technically met him, you could say.
No.
But people just like.
And you never will because he'll never come up here.
And certain people just like, I could see you from across the room. I'm just like, nope, don't like you. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's actually how me and Katrina met. She avoided me for so long, and eventually I ran into
that
her.
That is true.
Yeah. Avoided you, yeah.
I tried to friend request you on Facebook,
oh my God,
and you denied
too.
It. You denied my friend request, even though you
had
600 friends. 600 friends?
With no friends in common.
We had
and
a roommate
random strange. Yeah, I didn't know that was because you knew my roommate, because my roommate didn't have Facebook, because she's lame.
Yeah, can you imagine her on Facebook now, what she would be like if she never had it?
I forget that she...
Isn't that weird? Like, what would she do with her life if she didn't have Facebook now? What
interest.
I don't know.
Would you... Just, no, question.
I think about that
would
every
Would you have a Pinterest if you didn't have a Facebook?
Probably.
Don't you need a Facebook to sign up for a Pinterest?
I don't know.
So.
I don't have a Pinterest.
I think you can sign up with Facebook or you can sign up without Facebook.
I mean, you probably sign up with an email address, like with anything.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
I think.
I don't know enough about the internet to say whether
or
not.
Yeah, you don't know anything about the internet. Okay.
Steph writes,
and I'm Mufasa.
This is a comment on something I find funny. Chris liked that one, Mufasa.
I don't understand why she picked Mufasa.
It was the first word that popped in my head,
okay,
so that's
continue.
What came out.
I really want to sing the Deception's Disgrace song now, but no one will get that.
I was going to say, I have no idea what that is.
And he's not going to get it.
Disgrace.
This is a comment on something funny. I read that backwards. This is just a comment on something I find funny, Katrina.
Me, again,
yes.
Thank you.
Can
Who's
your,
this?
Can, this is from Steph.
Steph, okay.
Can your mom and dad read aloud? Because you and your brother sure can't. Winky face, love you.
My mom is a great reader. I suck. I've always sucked, and I'm always going to suck. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I don't know about Dad. Dad never read to me, so I think he was a bad reader, so that's where I get it. Thanks, Dad.
Brian writes, how am I supposed to get great catchphrases like, have you ever imagined a world without clocks? If you guys don't do bonus shows anymore, huh? Answer me that.
We did a bonus show 2 months ago.
Yeah.
2 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't...
Almost.
Be honest with you guys, we didn't sell a lot of that last bonus show, so why would we waste our time? I mean, come on. If you want more bonus shows, buy the ones that are up. We got like 20 of them up right now. Okay, 20 might be a little high.
Yeah.
We have like 15, I think. We have about... No, I think we really do. We have like...
Oh, wow.
We have at least 10. I know we have at least 10.
I really only remember, like,
maybe 5.
Well, we used to do one after every show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we used to end this show, then do a bonus show.
The only one I remember is our rock band one.
That was the best.
That's my favorite.
So if you want more bonus shows, go buy the ones we have, because otherwise I'm not going to put them up. We're not going to waste our time.
I think you should bring up suggestions of what you want on the bonus show, because, like, the last one was kind of a free-for-all. Like, it kind of...
Well, and people liked it. I mean,
it was an ask anything.
And it sold, but it doesn't sell well enough for us to, like, change all of our plans and be here and do an extra hour show. So if you want more of them, buy more of them. Don't be a taker. Be a giver. Yes. So, I think there's one left. Trying to find it. I should have just read them in order. Molly writes, Seth, why do you know how to make that elk call so well? That's just weird.
I don't remember the elk called.
I think it was probably something like this. I don't know if that's really close to an elk, but apparently Molly thinks it's very close to an elk.
Well, good job on your.
So who am I to argue
abilities.
With Molly if she says that I'm good at elk calling? Because for all I know, I might be very good at it. We don't really know for sure.
We don't know.
All right, well, that's our letters. Thanks for sending them in. We'll read them again at the end of March, our last show in March, if you want to send us letters about anything. About comments on the show, questions about bonus shows, complaints, anything you want to do. Make sure they're bright. Make sure they're best.
And colorful.
And colorful. Send them our way. life@duo.com. LIFE. Shift 2. DEWOH. COM. Now let's start the show.
Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Life. With your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott and Chris Harlan.
Episode 39. Almost
39.
I know, almost episode 40.
Lame.
Only 11 episodes until Katrina is no longer on the show.
Yay!
This is life. It's February 28th, which is the end of the month, and it really weirds me out because I feel like we should have another couple days left. But we don't. Usually February doesn't seem short to me. This year it seems short. And I don't know if it's because now I actually have tasks I have to do every beginning of every month. But it seems shorter this month, so I don't know.
It does seem very short.
Welcome to it. We have a few changes to the format of the show that we'll get to here in a second. Yeah, not again. Maybe do this once every
month.
Every month-ish. Every 10 episodes, we do a change.
I mean, we added microphones.
The show. Well, yes.
We had lights.
But there's some changes that are going to affect people. I don't even know why these are on. There's going to be some changes that are going to affect some other people, or actually affect the listeners who don't listen with, like, crappy headphones. Because most people may not even notice our new mics. But we notice.
We notice, and that's what matters.
That is what matters. But we have some other stuff that you're going to notice, like the fact there's no video this week. But we're going to explain all that, but we'll get to that in a second. First of all, one of the changes we have is that we're changing the date we go live. So now, you're going to watch us every Wednesday.
Wednesday?
It used to be Sunday.
That is true.
Now it's Wednesday.
You know, it's a correction.
What?
It's hump day!
Yes, every
that
hump day.
That is Katrina's favorite thing.
After you get off work... You go to duo.com/live and you watch us. We go live at 6 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/live, DEWOH.com/live, duo, of course, you know, like the dew on a leaf and an O exclamation, like what? Like, but why would you make that noise?
Oh my goodness, you're so cute.
Okay, if you find me attractive, that's why you'd make that noise.
No, not you. I wasn't.
If you find out there's a piece of bone missing in your leg, you might make that noise.
Oh my god, you're naked?
Oh.
Oh, that was Katrina's other.
Okay, anyway, so watch us every Wednesday, and that, of course, means another change to the show. We're now releasing on Thursdays instead of Wednesdays. I think this is ultimately going to be good. Because, well, for anyway, me and Katrina have been out of town every Sunday, so they've been releasing on Thursdays anyway, so they've just been late. Now they're going to be on time, and we also benefit from the fact that now we're going to be timely. So things that happen will actually only be a day later that we could talk about them, instead of 6 days, which I think is a huge deal.
Yeah.
So Wednesdays, we're now live, 6 o'clock Central Time, And, of course, you can watch us live the same place, duo.com/live. If you are watching us live, which I know you're not today, but next week, probably, you can watch us at 5, or text us, or call us anytime, 505-750-0304. We'll read those on the air, or we'll probably put you on the air if you call, maybe not. And, of course, you can email us. We just did letters. We did them last week of every
We do them
month.
Last week of every month.
That's right, and we love to get them. Katrina especially. So send letters our way, because we love to get them. Today's show is brought to you by Sonos. S-O-N-O-S. So Chris and I have been thinking about getting a soundbar for our TV for a while.
It's true.
And the reason I haven't actually got one is because I read everywhere that they just sound terrible. Like,
and what is it?
It's like those big, long, horizontal speakers. They sit underneath your TV.
Oh, okay.
And it's like made for people like us who live in apartments, because you can't put like big speakers up. It bothers the neighbors. So these soundbars are supposed to fill the room with noise, or with, you know, with the sound, and make it sound good.
Why don't you just get surround sound?
Because it bothers the neighbors.
Who cares?
Okay. Well, for people who are nice,
we don't want to be evicted.
People who don't live with rodents as neighbors, we sometimes wonder.
Says you two, who we get drunk and start screaming at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's like,
they're asleep at that time.
And every week when we do our show, and it's all.
I like how Katrina's noise is the same for everything. We're apparently a garbage disposal when we get loud.
That's not a garbage disposal.
What is it? It's us drunk. That's what it is. But anyway, we're in the middle of a commercial.
If we didn't remember, Katrina.
Sonos.
But anyway, so the soundbars just don't sound good. So here comes Sonos. Sonos is this company they've been making those little cool wireless speakers, you know, that you sit around the house and they, like, you put them in different rooms and you play them off your iPhone. You know, you've seen them.
Right.
Okay, Katrina hasn't seen them. But
Katrina has no.
Everyone else on world has seen them. So they just came out with something brand new. It's called a Play Bar. It's a sound bar that has a 9-speaker design that, quote, floods any room with high fidelity audio for games, movies, huge waves for live concert sound, and wireless streams of all the music on Earth. And it all comes from one easy-to-use player that brings hi-fi sound to high-definition television. The Sonos Play Bar will ship on March 5th and is available now for pre-order. Use the link on the homepage at duo.com. Get yourself a Play Bar. It's not available, but it's available on the 5th. It's a little pricey, but it's worth it because it sounds so awesome. And all the other ones sound like crap. They're not available until March 5th.
How do you know?
Because they tell me right here. And they pay me to say it.
Because the internet is always factual.
Yes, and I'm a French model.
The internet's always right.
This ain't the internet. This is on paper.
Ooh.
This stuff real. If it's in a book, take a look. A reading rainbow.
Thank you for finishing that.
So anyway, let's get right to the changes, and then we'll get to what
reading
else we're going to talk about the show.
I know. I'm still got the stick in my head now.
I know.
Did you guys like to sing it?
I did. Oh, you missed it.
Well, no, I heard it.
I don't remember how it starts.
It's in a book. Take a look.
No, it's take a look. It's in a book. It's reading rainbow. That was awful.
Let's isolate that. So here's a few of the good changes. We just told you about the change in the live schedule. We're going to get to more of that in a little bit. But we also upgraded the studio. Now, Chris and Katrina, along with me, have beautiful new boom arms for their microphones.
Boom.
So now, instead of every time we move a microphone, you hear this? It's beautiful.
Thanks for that contribution,
and it's silent,
Katrina.
And we can move it all around our faces. Except for Chris, who still grabs it by the microphone to move it around because she's a retard.
Yep.
Otherwise, it sounds great. Another thing we did is me and Katrina upgraded to these brand new, super expensive, high fidelity microphones.
Super.
So we sound
amazing.
Amazing. It should pick us up a lot better, makes Katrina more comfortable. And
it does.
I think I sound worse on them because I sound better, if that makes sense.
Yes.
But Chris also got my old microphone, which is about 70 times better than her old microphone. That microphone was very nice in its day.
Yeah, in its day. It's like ancient.
It's.
I'm like that Macklemore song where it's like, I'm going to wear your granddad's coat.
If my granddad had microphones, those would sound much better because they're all analog and those things.
Okay, whatever.
They're actually like this microphone. But that one I got in 2005. It's actually a microphone I've been using since Seth and Brian. And it's a great honor to use that mic because every single word I've ever uttered until Seth and Colby last week on the podcast of any kind anywhere was on that microphone.
Wow.
I just licked it.
That's okay. That's your windscreen, not mine. So the windscreen I kept. Because it's
got the little bite
I'm going to be honest, it's green up top. And I don't know if anyone would want to use this windscreen.
This one's a little green, too. Which one did I spill Dr. Pepper on?
That one. That one's been on that over with you the entire time. And Katrina's is, like, nice and crisp and clean.
Yep. Like me.
Just like Katrina. So those are some good things. And also, we upgraded the lights, but you can't see those today. Which leads me into our next discussion. I was going to move the camera to give us a better look. Because now we have these mic arms, which make everything a little easier to see. We upgraded the lighting. We've got more lights in here. And we suspended them from the ceiling. It looks gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
So I was moving the camera to a better look. And for those of you who have kept up with the blog, you notice I did a snow cam on the day where we got like a foot of snow. And I moved it over by my window in the studio here, and then I moved it back to see us, and it no longer turns on. So, camera is broke. Completely dead.
Before it was broke, now it's dead.
Yes, it was.
That is true.
That is a camera we've been using the entirety of Duo's existence. Not just this Duo, but Duo way back in the day.
You could say that Duo has literally turned a new leaf because new microphones,
yes,
new lights, new camera.
Yes. And that feeds into what I've been saying the beginning of this whole year when we rebranded and launched a new website. This is the year of Duo. We're doing everything better. We're upgrading everything, which is a good segue, Katrina, because that camera broke. I bought a new one already. It's going to be here Friday, which means that next week all of our shows will not only have video again,
it'll be here,
and not only will not only will they be free, they will be in super high def, which is just like regular high def, only with me adding the word super in front of it.
Yeah, you know.
So it's going to look amazing. It's going to be widescreen. It's going to be high def. And so, although we are missing the video for this week, for this week's episode of Life and next week's episode, or this week's episode of Rena and Leela, we will return, and we will be better than ever next week. So those are just a few of the changes that we have. And Katrina stole my show prep, otherwise I'd be telling you right now what else we're going to talk about on the show today. I thought about adding what Katrina just wrote in, Valentine's Day, but we didn't do anything. You did something, you're single.
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
Oh, I see how it is.
So anyway,
single girl does today, something for
of
Valentine's
course I'm
Day.
Single.
But no.
Oh,
does
wait,
my
no, I have
boyfriend
added that.
Do anything?
Okay. She's going to add more prep.
Does my boyfriend do anything for Valentine's Day?
No. Nope.
Colby came up.
Nope. Didn't even get to go to Umi.
Nope.
That guy was supposed to.
Nope. Drama afterwards. Okay. So,
topics are.
We're also going to talk about the Oscars. We had a lot of crazy weather. We had the snowstorm of the century.
Dun, dun, dun.
And, Katrina, I want to talk to you about your spring break plans. I would like to get
what
down to that.
Spring break plans?
And then Chris has a story about her leg. We can recap Colby's visit, although I don't really think there's much to recap there, but we can talk about it anyway. And then Katrina wrote in Valentine's Day and the drama in the bedroom that ensued afterwards.
That's half right.
I assume it's a bedroom. But,
basically.
Half
yeah.
right.
So this is life. Let's take our first break.
No,
come
no.
Back. Why? Do you have a short story or something?
No.
Okay. Then we'll take our first break. We'll come back and we'll actually start talking about some of this stuff.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life. Happy to have you with us. It's the second segment where we finally get into the show now that those pesky letters are out of the way.
Pesky?
Yeah, those letters are terrible.
Seth no, hates letters.
They're the worst. I really enjoy them once I'm done collecting them.
And
otherwise,
the fact that they all called me out, it's not like you really have anything to
well,
do with
them. That's because I'm perfect.
Oh, BS.
Yeah, it's true.
Who's this?
Who's who?
The band.
I don't even know. Sounds like the Almost. So that's who it is. Anyway,
it sounds like someone I know, but
it's the Almost.
I don't know the Almost.
That's who they are. It's the Almost.
Okay, whatever.
So this segment is brought to you by our Amazon page.
Amazon.
I'm gonna tell you guys a story. So me and Colby both made purchases today for the betterment of our craft. Colby bought a microphone to enhance his videography, and a camera mount, just like one of those big metal things that have handles on it. You set your camera on top of it, and you can walk around. Steadies your shot.
Yeah.
Okay, spent like $300. He apparently used the link on Duo.com, but that was weeks ago, and now he just bought it without using the link on Duo.com. Don't be a Colby. Be a Seth, who bought our new high-definition camera through the link on Duo.com. And it gives us credit, and it really helps the show, because Amazon not only... I mean, the reason both me and Colby used it is because what we wanted was cheaper on Amazon than it was anywhere else on the internet. And it doesn't raise the price at all, and it really helps us. So go to Duo.com/Amazon. We've got a nice search bar right there. Type in anything you're looking for, hit search, and then shop like you normally would on Amazon.com. That's DEWOH.com/Amazon. Go there, help out the show. So what do we want to start with? Do we want to start with the Oscars, or do we want to start with the snowstorm, or your? We could talk about Chris's leg, talk about Colby's visit. Talk about your Valentine's Day and the ensuing drama. What do you want to do first?
I want to save the drama and Valentine's Day for later.
Okay, so not that.
So not that.
We should do mine, because I might leave.
Oh, I see how it is.
Oh, calm it down.
Okay, so Chris was at work, probably dancing like she does.
No,
You're really going to tell the story for her?
Yeah.
Okay, you tell the story. Go.
So I stood up because, you know, I'm a normal person like that. And my knee gave out from under me. It just felt like I literally fell forward and had to, like, brace myself on the table. It hurt really bad. So I, like, kind of stretched it out at work, and I, like, got through it.
I actually have exclusive audio of the noise that Chris made when she fell over.
Whatever.
Sounds like an orangutan.
So then I tried to go up the stairs to my apartment.
I actually have exclusive audio of the noise that Chris was making during the apartment.
Yeah, that was it, because I had to hop up the stairs. Now really? I'm a cow. So anyway, it really hurt again, and the poor cleaning lady saw me like almost wipe out.
Here?
Yeah.
We have a cleaning lady?
Yes.
Ask her next time how much I can pay her to come in here.
Okay.
Clean our actual apartment.
Okay.
Because that'd be nice.
So I went to the doctor, and she told me that she thought I had a torn ligament, and I should rest it for a while and then go into physical
therapy.
And
you just stood up. You went from sitting to standing.
That's all I did. So.
And they put her on crutches.
Yeah.
And so she's been hobbling around for what, like a week and a half?
Right. Well, because I was supposed to go to physical therapy
maybe
2 days after my thing, but the snowstorm hit, and I wasn't able to get to physical therapy, so it had to be rescheduled.
They actually shut down K-State, and since where Chris goes, because she's a student, they have student medical care.
And that's so
and it shuts
shut down too.
When the school shuts down.
So I went to physical therapy yesterday, and the guy...
For the first time.
Right.
First time you've seen a doctor.
Right, and my leg felt better. Like, it doesn't hurt as much anymore unless I'm walking a lot on it. It's been feeling a lot better, but he couldn't straighten it all the way. It'd get, like, so close, but wouldn't actually straighten. And he said that it seemed like something was blocking it, but he didn't know what, so he referred me to sports medicine.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right. So today, I went to sports medicine, and the girl, like, pushed on my leg, and it went...
Is this a student or an actual person?
No, an actual doctor.
Okay,
like,
just making sure.
Because this is is this at Lafine?
Yes, this was at Lafine.
So they have a sports medicine division there?
And she was a very nice actual doctor, and she pushed on my leg, and it went... She got it to go down, and she decided what she thought the problem was that some of my cartilage in my knee fell off and was blocking my leg, but she moved it, that cartilage, out of the way so it could go all the way down. Well, she was worried it was going to happen again, like, you need to get that cartilage out, so she sent me to x-rays. And in x-rays, they found that when the cartilage came out, it also took off part of my bone.
Yay.
So I have to go in for an MRI and get a consultation where they're going to tell me I need surgery. And
you already know this?
Yeah, because the doctor, I guess, is, like, she said the MRI is basically confirmation because she used to be an orthopedic surgeon thing.
Okay.
So she's seen the surgery done a lot. And what they do is they have to take out that cartilage that fell off and put in a synthetic cartilage to, like, replace it. So I could be off, like, not being able to pressure bear on my leg for up to 6 weeks.
I really doubt that synthetic cartilage is as delicious as the cartilage I find on my chicken wings.
That is how she just explained what cartilage is to me, though, using a chicken wing reference.
Yeah, and I eat that cartilage.
How
it's
ironic.
So good. Do you eat the cartilage?
I think so.
It's good. The crunchy part.
But apparently...
God, I want wings.
This all happened because at some point in my childhood, I fell down or banged my knee, and it started to, like, separate then, and then your body just decides when it wants to fully get rid of.
Yeah, it just works its way out over the years and eventually falls off.
Apparently so. And she said, like, maybe I would have felt it hurting every once in a while throughout the years, but not really. So, like...
Do you remember any phantom leg pain throughout the years?
Not really, except for a couple, like, a little bit leading up to it, my leg had hurt a little bit.
You know, now that I'm thinking about that, and you never tell me that before, I'm wondering if that means my arm will fall off at some point. Because I feel fleeting pain in my arm. You know,
no, because that's like me saying how my knees throb continuously, and all of a sudden.
Well, that's from that's from your Valentine's Day exploits.
Everything's different, and I mean, like,
stop eating into it.
I made myself laugh.
I think this would be a lot more common if every time a child fell down in their childhood, their cartilage fell off in their knee when they
found out why it happened.
One thing I do know is like your cartilage wears out over time. That's why people have like knee surgeries, and
right?
Stuff. That's why I'm probably going to need it in like 5 years.
Right. But yeah, she said it was probably something I did in my childhood that I didn't even ever really think anything of. And then now it hurt me. So I'm telling everyone it's the time I fell off my bike because my handlebars came off my bike. They literally just disconnected from my bike and I toppled over. And
were you just sitting there holding handlebars as your bike careened down the road?
I'm literally not kidding. I was like riding my bike and I was on the ground the next second and I didn't know what happened. And I looked down and literally the metal part had come out and they were just connected by this like tiny cord they'd fallen off. And
I actually have exclusive audio of Chris falling off her bike.
No, that's not what it sounded at all.
I thought you were new with the.
Yeah, that's what it was, because not only did I make that
noise. What was that noise?
My bike made that noise the whole way home while all our neighbors stared at me and my sister limping back to my house and didn't offer to help us carry the bike. So my sister's got like me and the bike.
What noise your bike made?
It was bad. But I'm blaming it on that incident so I can say my sister had no sympathy for me then, and now I have to have surgery. And
it's her fault. If she would have cared more,
yeah,
never would have happened.
But then she said, I didn't care when she shaved her fingernail off, which might be the measure. I didn't realize
that's
she
worse.
Shaved it off. She was
it's
like,
the
she just
image.
Came upstairs and she's
okay,
like,
we don't need it. We don't need to talk about it. We don't need to talk about that.
It was bad. Don't shave your fingernail
we
off.
Don't need to talk about that.
Stop.
So, yeah.
Oscars.
So now I have to clean the house all by myself. I have to get Chris food. I think
she's
going
to have to carry me up the stairs.
That's not good.
When I get my surgery.
Nope.
I don't know how I'm getting up through.
I don't know how you're getting up. You might have lived with Katrina that week.
I'm gonna have to hop.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna have to hop on this. Like you're probably gonna have to support me up the stairs.
Nope. You can't get in here. That's too bad.
Like this.
Whatever. I'll get Jake to do it.
No. Why don't you just go to his house? He's got 3 flights. Same amount of effort.
Kate said
then,
that
then I can take some time to clean
this one.
His
thing has a wheelchair. Like they have like handicap parking and stuff, but no like elevator. So like why would you have handicap parking if you have no way for a handicap?
There's no handicap parking space here.
No, there's not.
Someone
but his
who
has
lives
one.
On the first floor who doesn't
maybe.
Go up the stairs.
Yeah, because I bet they have ramps or something.
That's true.
Yeah, they don't even have ramps here. It's
no,
just,
we don't. Yeah,
this is the least cripple accessible apartment ever, ever.
Yep.
We could probably fit your wheelchair up the back steps though, just like bump, bump, bump. I'd be fine with that because that would be funny.
We'll find some way, I'm sure.
Yes, and anything that's hilarious.
And I'll just never leave the house.
And I have so many videos that I can never post because half of them are of Chris naked. But I've heard doing things around the house that are just hysterical. Getting dressed, bathing, walking around.
It's hard without one knee.
It's hysterical.
Yeah. I can imagine.
It's hard to walk to class. That's the hardest part, having to walk like real far. I'm going to have to call disability services.
And her
probably.
Walking in a foot of snow on crutches is also hysterical.
I've seen this. I lived with my roommate who dislocated her knee. So.
Yeah, I feel bad laughing, but it's like watching a cute injured animal. You know, you can't help but kind of go, oh, look at it. It's dying, I know, but come on. It's so funny. It's so funny. That's what it's like. It's what I live with right now. It makes a huge mess. I don't know how I cleaned yesterday, because yesterday before you came over, you would have looked like Chernobyl in here.
Okay,
Chernobyl.
It was not.
And I don't know how someone who can't move can still leave her clothes all over the house, trash all over the house.
Like a slug leaving a trail behind
you. I don't know. That's exactly what it's like. It's terrible.
Whatever. I would also like to point out that I got up on my injured knee last night to help clean.
That is true. She did help clean a little bit. But I did finish. Yeah. I did finish cleaning. Anyway, so let's just talk really quick about the snowstorm. I mean, it's not really exciting. I interrupted.
Where was this
last
2 months
week,
ago?
All of last week's shows interrupted.
It was very annoying,
all
honestly.
I know is where was this 2 months ago?
Why? What was the difference about 2 months ago? Is from,
2 months ago, it was actually winter. Now I'm trying to be like, I'm
February's winter.
I'm
2 months ago,
spring.
I didn't have a hurt knee.
That's true.
I could have gone out and enjoyed the snow.
Yeah. Well, and the snow day, it sucked because we all got a snow day. Well, I got a snow week and a day.
I got a lot of days off for my leg.
But, like, it was a literal snow day. You couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you were actually right. stuck in the house because it was snowing so hard, and that was really lame.
A lot of people still went out. Like, my roommate was out doing groceries and hanging out.
Look at me, I'm in Leon.
No,
I got an SUV.
No, it wasn't her.
Oh. I forgot who. You had three roommates.
Two roommates.
Two. The other one.
Well, three, including you.
Yeah, three.
Because you do have to live with yourself. And Lucy.
That's hard.
That picture of Malia in the dog cage.
That was hilarious.
That I put up on Twitter. Funniest thing I've ever seen.
I don't think I saw that.
You didn't see
you
that?
You didn't see Malia in Lucy's cage?
Well, I remember Ashley taking the picture, but I don't remember actually seeing
it. Oh, seeing the picture.
Yeah, okay. Well, I put it up on our Twitter, so check it out, because it's hysterical.
Okay. Continue. Oscars.
Well, no, I mean, I want to talk about the Oscars. We have a whole break here, because...
You know, okay, fine.
I mean, anything else about the snowstorm?
No, I just hated it.
Really hard to walk in the snow in crutches. I mean, let's just be honest.
And cleaning off cars is terrible.
Yeah, although I would like, I'm sure they don't listen, but to the nice Mexican men who scraped my windows this morning, thank
what?
You. What? Those Mexican men that live, they came and scraped my windows this morning.
Why'd they do that?
Because I was on crutches. I heard the guy, they were speaking in Spanish, obviously, and then I hear the guy go, oh, woman? Woman? And then he was like, yeah. And then he came over and he goes, I scrape your windows for you? I mean, he spoke better English than that. I probably shouldn't. He was like, can I scrape your window? That was really nice.
I scrape your window with samurai sword.
He had an accent, but he spoke English well. And then
he spoke it well. He just had a slight
better
accent.
Better than you.
I scrape your...
He spoke in Spanish
what the word? Windada?
And then, but he didn't scrape my back window, so I drove to work with, like, no.
Didn't I tell you to just get in your car, turn on your heater, and use your windshield wipers?
I turned on my heater. I'm not kidding. That's what I did. And then he came over and asked.
Because it only takes, like, 15 minutes.
But my back didn't. I mean, I literally was in my car for 20 minutes.
Well, that's because you don't have windshield wipers there.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but my back didn't. But there was ice, so that helped that he got the ice off.
Are you having trouble finding that tweet over there, Katrina? Or
like... I was having trouble finding Duo, but I found it.
Okay. Because Duo literally just tweeted like 5 seconds ago.
I know, I see it.
Yeah. You see the picture?
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no laugh or nothing wrong?
No. I mean, it's normal. It's a normal occurrence.
It's normal behavior for Malia to get in the dog cage?
To be random and spontaneous like that, yes.
Okay, well, if Malia ever gets in the dog cage again, I expect
But the whole
photos.
Time she was there, she's like, don't lick me, don't lick me, don't lick me, don't lick me.
Well, I love it because like Lucy's just chilling in there too. Like...
Well, no, I mean, in the picture she is, but really, she was freaking out. She's like, what are you doing in here? Like, what are you doing? I want out. I want out. But actually...
This is my house.
That segues into a great story, if you're ready for it.
Can I ask one question first?
What?
Why was your dog in the cage when you guys were all home?
That's why.
Okay.
So, what you guys may not know is, we talk about this on Rawls a lot, our landlords are crappy.
Yes, they're terrible.
So crappy.
They're the worst.
Really, really long story short, we have rodents in our attic. Which is like a crawl space, really. It's not an attic at all. It's a crawl space above our house.
They're chilling up there having a grand old time.
I was freaking out.
They're probably multiplying like crazy.
Exactly. Especially the night that we had the snowstorm. The whole reason I didn't go to work that day was because I got no sleep.
Yeah.
Because I was home alone and all of them were deciding to sleep and huddle above my bed. And so all night I hear this like scratching and rumbling and rustling. And
this is actually exclusive audio of Katrina's crawl space right this second.
That's nothing like it, but okay. And
he's
it was
not doing so well with those sound effects.
I know,
today.
Like it's like imagine more like the scratching and nails scratching on wood and being like super obnoxious and creepy. Like it sounds like they're going to sure like that. It sounds like they're going to come through the
like,
ceiling,
come down on top.
And
of you.
Malia and I both have had dreams and fears that they're just all of a sudden going to come falling out in this like million pile, like million.
Wouldn't that be hysterical though? I mean, for if I was there to watch and like your ceiling.
Just
like
collapses.
A big hole.
Yeah,
it just fell like, out, and there's like 40 raccoons who are just like,
no, we're
what
thinking,
the F?
We're thinking
and then they
like
just
a thousand. We're thinking like a thousand. Like, it's like an unbelievable amount of rodents in the attic.
So, do you think it's like raccoons or like mice?
I guarantee you it's raccoons.
It's guaranteed either squirrels or raccoons.
Yeah, they've got to be large marsupials.
One is because of the hole in the back of our house has been massive. And two, we found out there's like a little, not it's not a chimney. But it's just like a little vent, like a little like point in our house that's got a little square thingy.
And for ventilation.
Yeah.
You know, to air out the stink from the rodent poop.
And so that vent has been completely demolished because they've gone in through that vent.
Oh my God.
And we finally had maintenance come out and look at it, and they're like, ooh, and they only saw the first hole connected to the house. They're like, oh, well, you know, that's probably squirrels or blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, look at the one on top. He's like, oh, nope, that's raccoons.
Like, oh, okay. Nope, that's raccoons.
It's like, thanks, we've been dealing with it for 2 months now. Thank you for telling us how
accurate.
Wouldn't
it be funny if one of the maintenance men went in there and he dies because he's killed by the rodents?
Point being, while he was there, he did say that they could be coming in through Malia's attic because it's like two boards put together. So if they just shifted them enough, they could get in through that little crevice.
Okay.
And two, Lucy is very protective of the house because it's her house and she can hear them above her, and it's really starting to mess with her psyche. Because she's like, half the night she doesn't even sleep with me. She just lays on the floor and like paces and wanders. And so like, she doesn't sleep and she's very anxious, which is why she's sleeping in her kennel. Because she's just,
I would probably do the same thing
herself.
Too, because those freaking rodents above me would scare me to death.
And she's more like,
are you guys worried that raccoons are going to fall on your head while you're sleeping?
Yeah.
I would be.
And so is Lucy, which is why she's just like, some going to my kennel.
Ow! I just hit my leg on the table.
Cartilage is going to fall out.
In 10 to 15 years.
That hurt.
10 to 15 years, your cartilage will
If it
disappear.
Does, I'm going to be very upset, just so you know.
And then we'll all remember this episode and play it again.
Yeah, and I'll play it for the doctor and be like, this is why it happened. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, can we talk about the Oscars?
We can take a break and then come back and talk about the Oscars.
No, okay, fine.
Or we can talk about them in 20 seconds. Which one
do
I do?
Let's take a break.
The Oscars were fun. All right.
Woo!
We're talking about it. Yay, us. Okay. We will take our second break. We will come back, and we shall break down
the Oscars.
All of the Oscars for you.
Oscars.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life.
Life.
You know, one thing I feel like we should do every once in a while is say who we are. Like, I'm Seth and you're Katrina, you know?
I am?
Yeah, because I feel like we never do that. But, I mean, it's in the intro.
I mean, it's in the intro, but I don't really remember the intro.
It says Seth Neiman plays Drake and Katrina Abbott plays LMFAO or
yeah,
whoever.
Yeah, but I didn't hear it today.
Yeah, but we played it.
Okay.
It happened.
I believe you.
But anyway, so...
Maybe we should just play our intro after every commercial break.
Maybe we should. So, welcome
Make
back.
A different song each time.
Yeah, like, I have time to do that.
You do?
I already had to make the commercials.
Time.
Make time. Yeah. If only you could make time, that would be wonderful. That'd
Dude,
be great.
I would sleep the whole time.
And I wouldn't. I'd work more. I'd find more time to work. Actually, what I'd do is I'd find more time to play Skyrim. Because I love Skyrim. Fun. One of our listeners, one of our favorite listeners, Taylor.
Yep.
She got involved in Skyrim.
Because of you.
Welcome. It's better than
Welcome
real life.
To the other side.
Yes. If you want to have a discussion with me about Skyrim, I will give you my personal cell phone number, and we can literally sit and play Skyrim together for days.
Days.
It's the best game ever. But anyway, welcome back to Life. Chris is on the phone with her father, so she's not actually here right now. So that's why I think
that's
what
okay,
we should
she
do.
She doesn't participate anyway, but I'm
I think what we should do is talk about Colby's visit.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I don't really know much of what happened, but I know
really?
He came up on a Thursday.
I can't tell you because I wasn't here.
Well, we were going to take him out to dinner on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, what happened to that?
Well, Thursday was Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, your Valentine's
so
Day date.
So, we went to Umi. We were going to go to Umi, which is the best restaurant in Manhattan.
Restaurant.
The best restaurant in Manhattan. And it's fancy, and they have delicious food. It's sushi and hibachi.
And
grill.
It had a 2-hour wait because it was Valentine's Day.
I literally walked. Well, first of all, we couldn't find a parking space, so that was like the first sign. So I drove around
in
a circle.
The parking space is smaller anyway.
Yeah, they are. And I drove around, like, it's got, like, you know, ones lining the outside and then a row in the middle.
Yep.
And so I drove
I hate those things.
Around and around Ooh. Until one person backed out, and I finally got their spot.
Sorry, I just wanted to do that. Because it was like around and around.
You know the people can't
around.
See your hand?
I'm making a circle with my hand, okay?
You at least you didn't point
it.
At the camera that's not there.
Or do I thumbs
Hey, what's up? Go.
A thumbs up and a smile? Hey!
I just did that to the wall.
I'm dumb.
No one watching. So walking in, I said, if this wait is longer than an hour, we're out of here. Because
yeah, that makes
also,
sense.
Colby didn't get there till 6:30, so it's like 7 o'clock, which was another reason I thought maybe the wait wouldn't be too bad.
You should have made reservations.
Well, I'm not smart like that.
I know.
So, well, and also, I didn't actually know when Colby was going to be there, so it would have been hard for me to make that reservations, because if I had, like, 6:30, it would have been late or something like that, and I didn't know. I mean,
make
maybe
it for
he 8
wants... o'clock, and then damn it when he...
Yeah, but then we'll be starving, and if he gets there at 6:30, I'll be like, well, I made reservations for 8, and you'll be like, why did you do that? That's an hour and a half from now. So it was a lose-lose. So we walked in, and literally, it's a double door. You open them up, there's like a little lobby. You open them up, you're in the restaurant.
Nope.
We opened up into the lobby, there were people in there.
Ooh.
Never happened before, ever.
Yeah, no.
And so I immediately, before even Chris and Colby got into the place,
turned around
and left. And we walked 3 stores down to the Quiznos, and we had ourselves a delicious Quiznos sub.
Yum.
And Colby got his typical Quiznos, which is a bread, white bread, with pepperoni and cheddar cheese.
Ew.
And that's it.
Gross.
Yes.
That's
all he eats. I don't know what it is about my co-host and weird sandwiches.
He's the weirdest eater. Like, he doesn't even eat.
No, he doesn't.
Every time he's here, he doesn't eat.
Oh, that's
how
that's
do you
how
do
he,
that?
Until he keeps that body.
How do you...
I don't know how he refrains from not putting stuff in his mouth.
I can't.
Yeah. I don't know. He will devour a bag of chips if it's in front of him, but... You know, honestly, he doesn't eat that much. He really doesn't eat that much.
I can't
much.
Do that, I say, as I eat a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, exactly. Eat that bowl. Chew it. Chew it.
So, nom.
That's how the day started. And we just went to Quiznos. We got ourselves the delicious subs. And we went home and we ate it. And I don't even know what we did that night.
I don't either, because I wasn't there.
Thursday night, I don't think we really did anything. I think, I know what we did. Me and Colby, Chris went to bed about 10 o'clock, because she's an old lady.
Yep.
And me and Colby stayed up, and we watched episodes of TV series that we've never seen one episode of, but we watched them because they were shot with the Canon 5D.
So you purposely just watched episodes with Canon 5D?
We watched episodes of TV that were shot with a specific camera.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
Because Colby got that camera. He got like a $3,000 Canon 5D. And
they're gonna say $3,000.
So we watched an episode of House. We watched like this hour and a half long tech talk from the producers of House.
Gross.
And literally just talking about cinematography and how to frame shots and how to pull focus.
And you two nerded out.
Yes. And we watched that till midnight, and then I believe we watched 30 minutes of Wild Alaska nature Ooh. Documentary, and then Colby said, I'm going to bed. So then we went to bed. And then we woke up on Friday. Chris was at work and at class most of the day, so I think what me and Colby did, I don't even remember.
That's good. It doesn't happen. You don't have to. Yeah,
I think
time.
We just chilled at home.
Yeah.
We went to Best Buy and bought a charger because Colby would not be Colby if he didn't forget something. So he came up here with his brand new $3,000 camera, and he forgot the battery and the battery charger. So we had to go to Best Buy and we bought a new battery and a new battery charger for it so we could actually use his new camera.
$3,000?
Yeah, he stepped over it, he said, when he left his house. So that's how Colby rolls. And we waited to get these new microphones because they were supposed to arrive, and they finally did. I could tell the story about those microphones because this is actually the fourth. We bought two of them. It's actually we had four of them. Two of them never showed up to our house. UPS never apparently got them from Amazon. They never showed up at our house.
Why didn't you report it and then get them?
We did. We got these for free.
Okay.
And they overnighted them to us on a plane. So we got them in time for the Seth and Colby show, but we didn't get them in time for life that week. I remember us talking about
it. No.
But yeah, so we waited around on Friday specifically just to make sure we got those microphones at some point. And then Friday night, is that when you came
and
over?
And you hooked them up and had them all ready.
Yeah. And then Friday night's when you came over.
Yep.
And we watched Flight.
Yep.
And I had Red Bull and vodkas.
I actually found out is not based on a true story at all.
Yes, it is.
At all. The director talked, like, someone watched the director's interview and he said that he totally
Who's
made it up.
Someone? Are they more trustworthy than me?
I have no idea. I don't remember.
I feel like I saw, like, some tweet. She Ratchet tweeted it and Katrina's like, oh, that's wrong.
Well, I feel like we would have.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. I came back. I feel like we would have heard about it. Like, it can't have been that long ago.
I read in a magazine somewhere that it was a true story.
When did it happen?
A few years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago.
I would have remembered that.
Yeah, I feel like we would have all heard about this plane that crashed and the guy was drunk and I feel like that would have been a large news story worldwide.
I think it happened.
And why didn't they mention, do you know what town they were in? Do you know what state they were in?
They were in Atlanta, Georgia. They mentioned it about 100 times.
I don't know.
Mention that. But I also, I thought it was weird at the Oscars, too, because they were telling, like, what each thing was based on at the Oscars, and it didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm. Like, see? Chris is on my side for once.
I do kind of agree with Katrina. But, yeah, it's very rare that this happens. I like how Katrina's drinking her cereal over there.
I just heard myself
what
slurp.
What cereal is it? Because it appeared to be... Okay, yeah, I was going to say that does not appear to be one type of cereal.
It was Apple
Gattin's
Jacks.
Hold on.
What? I'm answering Chris.
Oh.
It was Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay, all three that we have.
Gattis explained in a 2012 interview with the Los Angeles Times, a paper of note, might I add, that the dramatic fictional crash depicted in Flight was loosely inspired by the year 2000 crash of Alaska Airlines Flight 261, which was caused by a broken jack screw in which the pilots briefly attempted to recover from a catastrophic loss of control by flying the aircraft upside down. However, that crash had no survivors. So,
was
only
the person
plane
drunk
crash
in that?
And that one had no survivors.
So it wasn't based
so
on a true story, but the crash, the way
crash.
The crash happened was based on a true story.
That makes a difference, because you made it sound like the whole story being the alcohol driver.
That's what I led to believe, okay?
Okay, so we're both right.
And we both agree that Chris was completely wrong.
Yeah, I mean, she can be okay.
Sympathy!
Okay, now you can weigh him up with my sympathy. I was going to be like, well, Chris actually sided with me for once, so I'll help her out. But no, you don't play the sympathy card and play baby.
Yeah, I do.
You suck it up and you deal with it.
You want to have a broken knee? You want your cartilage to just fall off?
Yeah, do it. And I will,
do it.
I will cope better than you.
Probably.
Yep.
All the things we talk about.
Think
of
the people in Africa who are dying of AIDS. They're coping better.
Yeah, because they're starving. That's more important than their AIDS.
And they're dead. So now we can talk about the Oscars. You want to do that?
Or should okay, we finish? Yeah, 2 hours
wait,
later.
Should we finish talking about Colby being up here? Anything of note that happened on Friday night? Because Saturday we just did our show, photo shoot, and he rolled out. So
photo
Friday
shoot was
night,
epic. That was a lot of fun, even though I didn't do anything but take pictures.
I think.
Did you ever see the finished?
Yeah, I saw one. I didn't see all of
the one of the car falling.
Yeah, I think you sent it to me.
Yeah, and then we have the cover art on the homepage
of
Duo.com.
Yeah,
but
do
you ever visit the website?
Okay, the reason why I'm so out of touch with everything.
Because you don't have the internet at your house?
Is I work.
She doesn't know technology.
From 8 to 5, and then after that, I'm usually like...
Oh, yeah.
Doing...
What's that like? Because I work from 8 to 5.
I work from 8 to 5, and then I have to write my journal, and then I go work on more homework.
You have to write in your journal.
I do. It's part of my...
Maybe part of your journaling should be looking at the homepage of Duo.com.
And then... I do my online class, and I've worked every flipping weekend this
month.
That's
true. But you're done working every weekend now.
I am. I'm done with it. I've wrote it off. It's out of... Wash my hands of it. That was out. Washing my hands of it.
Gotcha. No one can see.
I know. They can hear.
They can hear.
Olé.
Why is she clapping? Is it a dance? So anything after flight that you think we should talk about? Chris went to bed immediately afterward because she's an old lady.
I got sick, in case anyone wanted to know.
And you, Colby, and I stayed up talking till 3 because I was not allowed to leave before then.
That's right. Me and Colby reminisced for hours about how our lives used to be better than they are now.
Well, I mean, that wasn't all that it would pertain
to. No, that's all it was.
Okay.
That's all it was. That's all it
was.
To
him.
But to me.
To me, it was, I mean, it was fun watching you guys reminisce and then the other topics we got onto that I don't remember because it was 3 o'clock.
I don't remember him either. But it was late. But I remember Colby did 3 shots of vodka.
Yeah, he just randomly got up, took a shot, and then
he didn't tell anybody. He just went in the kitchen. Me and Katrina thought he was like getting a drink of water or something, and he came back out.
He's like,
and you know me, because I have to enable everybody else. I'm like, why aren't you drinking, man? And he's like, dude, I just did 3 shots of vodka. Like, I should have known that because I could see through walls.
You can.
But, Superman.
Yeah, and then we woke up. I felt great. We did a show 4 hours long. It was great. Go get it at SouthernColby.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that was it. And then he rolled out.
Great story.
We went to Buffalo Wild Wings, watched half the game.
Oh, yeah. We did go B-dub-dub.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And then we went home. Or he went home.
Yep.
Then Katrina went home.
Yep.
Then I cried.
Yep.
Why would you cry?
Let's see.
I'm still there.
Let's see what time it is. I'm going to laugh. I just think it'd be really funny and kind of poetic justice.
If we don't get to the Oscars.
If we never get to the Oscars.
We're never going to.
Because I just feel like that would be hysterical.
I mean, we can do that.
No,
I do have another story.
We have plenty of time. No. How long is the story you want?
I mean, I don't know. It depends on how much you interrupt me and how much you let me tell the story.
Okay, I'm going to probably interrupt you a maximum amount of times.
Well, it's probably going to take me the rest of this segment.
Okay, then let's do that and we'll come back and talk about the Oscars afterwards.
That's not going to happen.
Do we have another segment?
Yes,
afterwards?
We do.
Oh, okay. I've lost track. I'm like,
but if your story is shorter than our Oscar talk, we should do it in the next segment.
Our story is short. My story is, I don't know. I don't know.
Let's do the Oscars.
Okay. Let's do the Oscars.
So, Katrina, you wanted to talk about them.
Okay.
So, what were your initial thoughts?
My initial thought
Did you watch the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay, the whole thing, beginning to end.
Whole thing.
Okay, me too. So
and as soon as it ended, I turned it off and crashed like a baby.
So
did you stay through the credits?
I don't think so.
Where they sang, where Kristen Chenoweth and
No,
Seth
I can't stand that woman.
Okay. I hate her too. She's the worst.
I was just curious. Her voice was, and I was just like, I heard it. I was like, no.
It wasn't anything special.
No. I mean, it was kind of clever because I heard they were kind of making fun of the other people. But even then, I was just like, I can't do her nasally voice. But Oscar's initial impression was, I really, really like, it's not Seth Rogen.
McFarlane.
That's what I was going to say, but I was like, wait. Seth MacFarlane. He did I don't know, something about his personality, and it's so weird seeing him on camera.
Are you a Family Guy fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't watch it that often, but I used to.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, it's just fun how charismatic and playful it was and the different little bits he did. I really liked the dancing and how classy it was. I don't know why I got that.
Harken back to old Hollywood, you thought?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And then the fun fact of the night that I tweeted about was Seth MacFarlane and I have the same birthday.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
I mean, he's
awesome.
Like 40, so he's 20
plus.
He's
not that old.
He is.
No.
He is.
No.
I Googled it.
He is not 40.
I not Googled it. I IMDb it. I am... Blah, blah, blah. You don't...
How old is Seth MacFarlane?
39.
Come on, Siri. This might answer your question. 39 years, 4 months, and 1 day.
I told you! Ha! Win!
That means that you are 22 years, 4 months, and 1 day old.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
How old am I? How old am I?
Yes, the Oscars are going to take
longer. Hey, Siri, you stupid idiot. How old am I?
But.
Siri's worthless. I love and hate her so much.
You were so excited to get her.
I love that she's there, but I hate her.
I love,
it's like you.
You love to hate her.
Anyway.
Jinx. But as for the movies and stuff, I don't know. I just...
Well, how many of the nominated movies did you see?
None.
None of them. Because I think the only one
Almost
me and Chris saw was... Well, you saw Les Mis.
I saw Les Mis, then I saw Flight.
We saw Flight.
Flight wasn't... No, I mean for Best Picture.
Oh.
No, but I do want to see the Beats of the World.
Beats of the Unplowed Garden.
Beasts,
okay,
of the
whatever.
Southern Wild.
Beasts of the... I
want to see that as well.
Okay.
I don't want to see Beats of the World.
It's out on pay-per-view. Let's watch it.
Okay.
Not this weekend because I'm out of town. And not next
Sunday.
Weekend because I'm out
How
of
about
town.
Sunday?
We could probably watch it Sunday.
Okay.
Let's do that. We'll watch Beats of the Southern Wild on Sunday.
Deal.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Done.
It's just going to be me playing bongos.
And then I really loved the Les Mis, how they got to do when they did the whole... musical thing, and the Les Mis got to do their song.
No, that was the worst.
I really liked it, but I was also, I don't know, it just reminded me that as raspy and as much as people hate Russell Crowe's voice, there's something different about it that
I didn't think
like.
it wasn't that bad.
I really liked it, but I remember when I talked about it, you said everyone was talked out.
Yeah, everyone hates it, and in fact on Twitter when he was singing, people were still like, oh, he sounds like an old washboard.
See, and I loved it. Like, I mean, I like that it's different.
I don't know
it's not perfect.
Either.
It's got its imperfections to it. Or raspy. Or
well, yeah, it's not like
rugged.
Anne Hathaway
rugged
was great either. I mean, none of them are professional singers. I mean, they're not Adele. I mean, that's... none of them are. Did you hear that Adele clogged the toilet? Did you guys hear that?
No.
Did you guys hear that the toilet was backed up at the Oscars during the beginning of the show and water was in the lobby from the sewer system?
No.
It's gotta be Adele, right? I mean, who else could it be? I mean, all those people there, you think Brad Pitt would have done... I don't think... It's gotta be Adele, right?
I don't know. Sure.
Yeah, sure,
it's
we'll
gotta
just go
be Adele because she's big and fat. My favorite
thing
to do is every time she wins something to mock her English accent and say that she's going to eat the award.
I do want to see Life of Pi, but I hated that it won every single category.
It did
nominated.
Win a lot. I'm
it
surprised
really
it won
every nominated except for Best Picture. It
yeah.
won.
It did, yeah, it did. Even Best Director.
And I got, like, I mean, it's great because it really shows, like, if anything, that should have won Best Picture because it won everything else.
Yeah.
It should have made it the Best Picture.
Well, people say Argo only won Best Picture because Ben Affleck wasn't nominated, so everyone who voted, like, said, okay, well, to give Ben Affleck credit, we're going to give him an
Oscar
by voting.
Right, because he wasn't nominated for Best Director, and people thought he got snubbed.
But he's won an Oscar before. But, of course, so has Ang Lee, so has Steven Spielberg.
And
so it's probably everyone
Life
else.
Life of Pi, the only thing that throws me off, and I really don't want to talk about it, is how in the preview
it's gonna be racist, isn't it?
It's a different preview than I've seen before, and it makes it seem like it's more of a real life story, and I didn't think that it was.
I don't know.
I don't
because it looks like it
think
was,
it is.
My track record has shown on this show
talking about it. So that's where I was
but
I want to
think
the
is.
Tiger, and I'm just like,
it's probably like Flight. Some guy fell off a boat.
Yeah, it's based loosely on the fact that tigers exist.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But,
so I don't know.
No, but I see what you're saying.
But Argo, that's the only one I saw. But that one is based on a true story. And it was so close. Like at the end, they showed pictures of like the cast next to their real life person.
Oh,
and like literally some of them were the same. And they showed pictures of the very beginning when the people stormed the embassy. Mm-hmm. I mean, they looked the same. Like
that's
it
really
was.
Cool.
Which was kind of gave credence to Ben Affleck not being nominated for Best Director because so many of the shots in the film were actually shots like happened in real life.
So
if you had lived through that period of time, it would have really been, you know, nostalgic to see this frame is the exact same as this picture that was on the front page of the New York Times. So I thought that was kind of cool. It takes a lot of thought to do that.
Watch it. Like I haven't, for some reason, I didn't have much interest in that movie.
I didn't have much interest in it. Chris really wanted to see it. I only wanted to see it because I've heard so many good things about it. So I was like, I'll check it out. But
and then we've talked about
it. Would turn out to be really good.
We talked
really
about this a lot
it.
Before, but my soapbox is I can't stand Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah.
It's too soon.
Like, well, just, I don't I like just, it that I, it, I think it exploits the people who did it and mm-hmm. because they don't give any money back to them.
And I think that it just, like the fact that, to get all political in a way, the fact that we're still technically at war and people are still dying over there.
Yeah.
And we're dramatizing it. We're turning it into a movie. So people don't even realize that, like, this stuff is real and still happening.
I agree with you. I think maybe we should watch it, though, because maybe it's not that bad. I kind of want to give it the benefit of a doubt just because I feel
too.
Other people would feel that way more.
I do, too, but I think I'd be too biased already watch it in a clear mind.
It offends me because, like, all those people that did that thing, it's been reported that most of them are dead now. Because they've done other missions and they've been killed doing them. Mm-hmm. And like,
they've
now they make a movie
then.
About this and, I mean, money doesn't solve your problems, but they couldn't have given anything to the families or, I mean, they can't credit them because it's classified operation or whatever,
but you
doesn't
could,
stop the studio from helping out.
If it's classified
Donate.
Information, they shouldn't be making a movie about
yeah,
it yet.
And that's why Argo
Wait,
just
years,
now
like
came
Argo.
Out because
exactly.
it was unclassified.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, yeah, I'm okay with Argo. Because it's been declassified.
It's been declassified for a while, because in the movie they said Reagan declassified it, think. So, I mean.
And so that's.
I think they said 93 was when it was declassified.
So was it
but anyway, that would have been Clinton.
Clinton. Yeah, Clinton
okay.
declassified
Sorry.
But either way.
I lied.
Whenever, like.
Get your facts straight. Trevor's mad. Remember when Trevor said that we need to fact check our stuff?
Yeah.
And then he said C-3PPPO?
Princess
Remember that
Layla.
Time? That was Katrina.
Yeah, I know. Twice.
But yeah.
Twice.
So that was my soapbox.
Yeah, so I thought overall the Oscars were very good.
I have a list of movies I want to see.
My
now.
Favorite
I do too.
Part of the Oscars was that this year they decided to play Jaws music.
The Jaws music
when
to play for people whose speeches who went
so
long.
So one person's dun, speech started getting dun, really long, dun. And he tried to talk over the Jaws music,
and they cut him off.
And then they just kept getting louder, and then he kept getting, and eventually they just drowned him out.
And there were
like,
so many people
ever.
That were offended by that. Because it was disrespectful. The guy was trying to help out somebody. Well, guy, shut up. Quit thanking your mom and talk about that then. You don't have all day.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a schedule to keep, and they went 30 minutes, over 30 minutes over their allotted time, despite them having the Jaws music. I mean, as a person who produces content,
it takes too long.
Last year I tweeted, I wish Colby ran the soundboard, because if people started running too long, this would happen to them. I'd like to thank my mom, and I'd like to thank... And their microphone would just turn off completely! Because that's what Colby would do. He would just do that.
Literally that.
And that's what they did this year, is they played a comedic way for people to shut up and move on, because really, no one cares if they start rambling on that
right.
long. And then they just cut them off and moved on. Best Agreed. Way to do it.
Agreed.
I love the Jaws music. It was my favorite thing.
And If I have to stand, or if I have to sit through 4 more hours of that Kelly Osbourne and that man woman.
Oh my God.
That stands next to Kelly Osbourne.
That's why I don't watch that channel.
Where all they do is blow smoke up people's butts about their dresses for 4 hours. I would put it. I'll put a gun.
And then they're going to turn around and bash him on their show.
I guess.
Oh my God, that dress was so perfect. And then Ross comes in and he's like, "Oh, I got to do this accurately. I got to actually put in here what he sounds like." Where is that? I think it's this one. Okay.
Oh my God, you're so right, Kelly. Her dress is beautiful. It's perfect. It fits your body so well. And then what's her face comes in and she's like,
"You're so right, Ross."
Although
I'm so sick of them.
I guess we should be thankful we watched the E version, because apparently anyone watching the network version, their microphones kept going out.
Well, yeah, and then it's Kristen Chenoweth, yeah, who's the worst.
She's that tiny girl. Like,
yes,
yeah. They didn't have any good.
The people were more interactive with her because they know her. But yeah, like, she would take the microphone away and you couldn't hear her, and she'd try and talk. You're dumb.
That's why Ryan Seacrest is so good, because people know him and he knows how to work a microphone and the questions to ask.
If they put Kristen Chenoweth and Ross on a TV show together and shipped it over Guantanamo Bay, there would be no more terrorism ever again. There's no worse form of torture I can think of.
It's true.
I don't think there's any. I would take waterboarding over watching that television show any day of the week. I would be killed by waterboarding before I watched 5 minutes of Ross and Kristen Chenoweth talk.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's terrible. They're the worst.
The worst.
They're the worst.
Last comment.
Yeah, okay. What did you think, first of all, before you make your last comment? Because I don't want a last comment here.
Oh, okay, then never mind.
I mean, if you're going to make a last comment, you just have to make it last. After my comments are over.
We'll wait.
Was Seth MacFarlane too offensive?
No.
I didn't think so either.
I didn't think so either.
So many people think that he was, like, misogynist against women.
No.
Which, granted, I'm not the greatest bastion on knowing what's misogyny, because look at me. And then he said he was, like, he made fun of people too much.
That's the point. He's a comedian.
Well, and the thing is, none of them, you could tell, they were laughing in the audience. And, like, when he did that song about boobs or whatever, that I would assume was what they would say was misogynist, the girls in the audience looked good natured about it. Like, sometimes they looked shocked or appalled or whatever.
That was pre-taped, so they obviously knew it was gonna happen,
right? I mean, I felt like everyone in the audience, and even the people even he was then, making, like, fun of, just thought it was funny. They realized what
he
was doing.
The ones that they strongly reacted to and that are getting the most press are the ones where he talked about Rihanna and Chris Brown.
Well, of course,
he made some joke. It was about some movie, and it's like where a woman gets beat by a vicious man or something. He's like, or as Rihanna and Chris Brown called it, a date movie.
Yeah.
Which.
A date night.
I'm like,
it's a joke. Everyone's made fun of Chris Brown.
Right.
Well, and
I don't get it that they're shocked by the joke, but they're not shocked by the fact that Chris Brown beat Rihanna.
Well, and they're still back. They're back together.
Which, like, is just ridiculous, because if.
And she said that she made mistakes. Really?
The fact that they don't make fun of his horrible incident that he did is kind of enabling the fact that it's okay for her to be back with the dude, which then tells all the women that look up to Rihanna that it's okay to stay with a man who beats you if you love him.
Exactly.
That's not the message that you're supposed to be sending out. And then the other one was when he said, the real person who got inside Lincoln's head was John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, no, I love that. Okay,
I thought that was funny.
I love that I really liked
I've been making that joke since the movie came out. I always said, you know, I heard it ends with a bang.
And so my biggest thing was,
still makes me laugh,
I like that he even gauged itself. Like,
yeah, he's like 150 years and still it's too
still
soon.
Too soon.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, but let's make Jew jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about the Holocaust. And people started, I don't know what it was, but he said something, and it was just as bad, and everyone was laughing. Yeah, and this is okay?
And that's another reason I think it was okay, because he also made fun of himself. Like, when Ted was about to come out, he's like, all you guys are here to get rewards, and my movie's in a red box somewhere being urinated on by a homeless person.
Yeah, he's like, you guys have great movies,
and everybody laughed. Everybody laughed, and he's like, I wish I was joking. And then he gave it to the other people.
Right.
So it's not like he wasn't in his own firing line, so to speak. He made fun of everybody.
But that's what makes you a true comedian. I think you have to be able to laugh at yourself to be
absolutely
able to, yeah, and that's what makes it fair. It's like, I'm gonna make fun of you just as much as I'm gonna make fun of them, the other person, as well as myself.
Well, he wasn't mean-hearted about it, honestly. Like, there was nothing like, he was like, you're dumb and you're stupid. It was just it was in good taste, I thought.
I
question
agree. Yes,
is Ted like a robot, or how
he
do you
is
think
computer
that actually
animated?
Okay,
he was not there live.
So that's what I couldn't tell, because like because I was like
is that Teddy Bear up there real?
Well, I knew the teddy bear wasn't real.
Is that a real talking teddy bear?
I couldn't tell, though, if it was... animated or if it was like a robot that
Trevor,
somehow...
Trevor, you be seeing that bear on television? Is that bear be real up there on that stage? Because I can't be telling if that them robots are animatron. No, it's not a real bear. What I want
to know... I know it wasn't a real bear.
What I
want to
know is how
robot.
That bear knew who won since he had to be animated beforehand.
I also wondered that.
And they say they don't open the envelopes until
maybe they maybe they practiced
the envelope and then they were like
they probably program.
Maybe they did all five and then they opened the the booth and they played
what
the
they
one
did.
Maybe.
Oh, I have two last comments. What they did was they probably pre-recorded each of them and then right before they brought Ted on,
which is what
was,
I said,
which is yes. the one that they. Okay, my two comments are one. I'm surprised, even though I shouldn't be. Kristen Stewart looked worse than ever.
I felt so bad
she
for Harry Potter out there on the stage.
She looked better in the audience during a random, like, here's a scope to Kristen Stewart than she did on stage.
But she was rocking the Chris style with the crutches.
And I didn't see the crutches. Everyone just talked about it, and I was like, I never.
She just had them for a minute.
Well, I felt real. I mean, I know everyone equates Twilight to being like Harry Potter because they're both fantasy and they both attract, you know,
and they're both banned
teenage
books.
Girls or whatever. Right. You know, Harry Potter is in a completely different
Agreed.
League than Twilight is.
Agreed.
Twilight is in the leagues of MTV Movie Awards. Harry Potter yeah. is in the league of Oscars. Okay, there are a huge difference, and I felt so bad that Daniel Radcliffe, who played Harry Potter, had to be up there with that drug-addled crutches lady who couldn't speak, couldn't read, and couldn't open her eyes all the way up. Anyway, last comment.
My last comment. People's gonna hate me for this.
Uh-oh.
But
way to go out with style, Katrina.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Forewarning, you're gonna hate me more so than normal. I was unbelievably appalled. That's an exaggeration. But I was still really disturbed having Michelle Obama present the last award, the Oscar. I cannot... She is not... She... is not a celebrity. She's not a celebrity. I don't know why.
Hold on. Is there a dog?
Yes.
How'd that happen?
Unless she was going to talk about how, like, now all of a sudden she's going to decide to put food back in schools, and now all of a sudden she's going to decide to put art back in schools. Like, there was no reason for her to present that award.
I think it's kind of cool.
I agree with Seth. Here's my thing.
I think you gotta talk
especially
in front of that microphone.
Music,
it's at the
and
side.
Arts is taken out
no,
of the
you
schools.
Can put it. You don't have to move your head. Back it up. Back it up that way.
Okay.
There
so
you go.
Anyway, I think it's kind of cool because I feel like a lot of the times the president is someone like no one can relate to. But like if the president likes to watch the or like the first lady likes to watch the Oscars and the president goes to basketball games, it makes them more relatable. And then it seems like they actually care about what you care about.
Here's why I like
which,
it.
I mean, I get that.
Here's why I like it. I think you'll understand it this way. So
I like Chris's comment.
We talked at the very beginning of this conversation about how it harkened back to old Hollywood. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think the fact the First Lady was on the show also harkened back to old Hollywood. Because you remember, there was a time in America where the First Lady was like America's like mascot, so to speak. Like Jackie Kennedy was an icon in America. And I think Michelle Obama is the first lady since that era, the 60s and the 70s, where the First Lady actually matters again. It's not just about the person who's married to the president, but she's also an American icon. And I think that also harkened back to an earlier time in America that she was on the Oscars. That's kind of how I looked at it.
That makes sense. And I mean, I can see both you and Chris's view, but it's still just, to me, it makes her too much of a celebrity. And it's still, like, the fact that
she is a celebrity, though.
I know, and that she, but it's,
she's married to the most powerful person in America.
Well, yeah, but what I mean by that is, like, it's to the point now where they're followed so much by tabloids. And I'm just like, no, like, that didn't used to be the case.
What you mean is, she's a celebrity. She's not a Kardashian. That's what you kind of mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, and that's kind of why I liked it, because the Oscars are classy and glamorous, and then there she was being classy and glamorous.
I was okay with her presenting. It was completely pointless to have a room full of Marines standing around like she was doing something.
I
like she was doing something.
I kept waiting for her to introduce them or do anything.
I And you know it's 12:31 o'clock over there because it was already 10:30 at our place.
And I was watching one of the Marines over, I think it was her right shoulder, was just like staring at her like, yeah. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
I'm on the TV, I'm on the TV.
It's Michelle Obama and I'm on the television. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
I mean, I did like her speech. I kind of zoned out because it took forever.
Yeah.
And then I didn't, it was just like, I would have liked if they at least redirected back and had the actual celebrity do the hear who's won, but she had it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, and it was freaking Jack Nicholson who's been everywhere. So
no, that's
I don't
true.
Know.
Jack Nicholson. I forgot about him.
I thought it was okay. I mean, I understand kind of what you're coming from, but I feel like it felt it fit the tone of the Oscars that night, which was kind of glamorous, bigger than life type, you know, glitz and glamour.
I didn't think about the whole old Hollywood thing, but I don't know.
That's what
I still feel uneasy about it, but it's okay.
Seth MacFarlane is, according to everyone, a big, old school show business guy.
And you could tell.
Like, apparently,
you
go to his house for a party, apparently he has big bands. He's just hanging out, making jokes,
That's
talking
really
to people.
Cool.
People who went to the Oscars say, and that have been to his party, say that the Oscars were just like one of his parties. Orchestras, harken back to old times, singing, dancing, that type of
fun.
Can
we be friends with him?
I wish, because he has lots of money.
Okay.
And we're both Seths, so maybe we got that going for us.
And we have the same birthday.
Yeah.
So we all have something in common?
Yeah, we do, except for her. What do you have in common with Seth MacFarlane? What, Templeton?
No. If we become friends with him, she has us as her common
denominator. That's a second connection, though.
That's true.
I don't know enough about him. I'll look. I'll find something.
Oh, okay.
No, but you even think about the Family Guy. Think of a theme song.
Yeah.
And how classy it is.
Yeah. It's all.
Because I used to thought it was bad, and then I was like, listening to it, I was like, oh, well, no.
All right. You ready to take a break?
Yes, let's take a break.
All right. We will be right back to finish up with Katrina's bedroom drama.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right back.
This is Life.
That was me. Welcome back to Life. We got 5 minutes left. Actually, we got a little less. We got almost 4 minutes left. So, what this means is that we're going to save Katrina's dramatic story. Till next week.
Yay.
And I would like to now confront her about her spring break plans. So, as we do this dramatic fade out.
Yay.
Good job.
I will now confront you, Katrina.
Dun, dun, dun.
So.
Yes.
We talked, I think it was maybe last week.
Did we?
And you told me that you were no longer thinking about going on a spring break because you wanted to save money and probably some other reason. Was there another reason besides money that you didn't want to go on spring break?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple. I mean, in my my practicum, my bosses will be gone, so I'll be on my own, so I can have, like, hands-on experience without people. And then, two, I don't have money, and three, the people are kind of bailing. Like, it's just Malia that's going, and I have to find my own way there.
So then why, this is what I want to ask you about, so then why 2 days ago did someone tweet you, I don't know who they were, and say, Malia, okay, and this must have been Josh that tweeted, and said, Malia and Katrina, let's start planning a screen break, and you're like, all right, let's do it.
Because if I can get a plan started, then I'm going to. Because I'm like, I'm not going to drive myself to Texas. But if we can get a carpool where it's cheaper, I would try and figure it out.
But what about the whole thing about your work?
I would rather have a last... I would rather have a spring break.
This is why I wanted to bring it up. So, like, your two reasons you have for not going aren't real reasons.
They're rationales. I mean, it's really hard for me to go on the spring break and spend a lot of money when I know when I come back I'm going to have to spend $400 to take a test
that
I may
right.
or may not pass.
But it's not enough for you if it's real cheap to go.
Yeah, because if it's cheaper, then I know
how cheap
I have
is real cheap for you? Just out of curiosity.
I haven't decided. Less than $400.
Okay. Less than
$400. Less than, like, maybe, like, $200.
Okay. So, listeners, buy t-shirts and buy episodes so we can pay for Katrina to go on spring break. Give her last hurrah.
Because I've never had a spring break. I've always gone down south to see my grandparents.
Yeah. She
or
wants a spring
I've
break.
Worked.
She wants to be on the beach in her bikini, running around. I don't know what you do, really. But I know it involves bikinis and beaches, so.
Spring break!
Yes.
And alcoholic beverage.
And alcohol.
Spring break!
And probably Malia yelling at stuff.
And getting her white girl wasted shirts.
Yes, that also. So, yeah, that's the end of the show.
No, really?
It really is. Flew by, didn't it?
Yeah.
No. Took forever. It was like long.
No, it was about 2 hours.
It was about 2 hours. It felt just about like 2 hours. So before we go, I wanted to tell you one thing.
Yes.
We have, every month now, I release new shirts on the Duo Shop. So come tomorrow, March 1st, there will be a bunch of new shirts, including Life shirts, including Rena and Leela shirts, Seth and Colby shirts, and Duo shirts. So our March styles are out March 1st. Go check this out at duo.com/shop. It directly helps the show. Other ways you can help the show is, of course, telling your friends, leaving a review on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I should have these memorized, but I don't because I'm lazy. Go to our blog, and we're going to make a huge announcement on Monday on the blog. So go check that out, duo.com/blog. And, of course, watch us live next week, Wednesdays. Now, Wednesday now at 6 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/live, DEWOH.com/live. Katrina, any final words before we get out of here?
No, don't let me forget to tell my story next week, though.
We won't. We will make sure you tell
Even
your story.
Even though it's going to be like a month old now, I need to tell my story.
That's all right. They hold it. I mean, it's not like it's going to be that much older than it is old now.
That's true. I mean, yeah. It's pretty much solidified.
Well, and it's not like time relevant, like the Oscars, really, I feel like.
Yeah, the Oscars that we put off for like 4 weeks.
Yeah, which we should have put off tonight, like we talked about.
No, that was more timely. Funny. That was more timely.
Would have been funny.
Everyone in America is talking about the Oscars, Katrina.
Yeah, so why be like everyone else?
That's a good point. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This is Life.